USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. A Texas sheriff says Friday night's mass shooting north of Houston happened after the victims asked their next-door neighbor to stop firing his assault weapon nearby. Officials say Francisco Oropeza is 38 and should be considered armed and dangerous. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers said Oropeza could be anywhere.
Tracking dogs from Texas Department of Corrections picked up the scent, and then they lost that scent in the water. Or whatever.
Four people died on the scene, and an 8-year-old died after being airlifted to a local hospital. The FBI has joined in the search for the suspect. Federal regulators are poised to let another bank take over First Republic, but Justin Walfers, an economic professor at the University of Michigan, told CNN that the bank's biggest problem is having a lack of cash in the vault.
And that means if people get a little bit nervous, they start to pull money out, and that means that they can be caught without enough cash in the vault.
J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC are the likely bidders, with a deadline of Sunday afternoon, CNBC reported. The USA may have more time than originally thought before it defaults on its debts.
With tax day passing just a few weeks ago, the federal government says there's been an influx of tax money, and that's reduced the fears of the U.S. defaulting on its debts as early as June if the debt ceiling isn't raised. A new report from Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says the Treasury Department now should be able to continue to pay the nation's bills until the end of July. That gives lawmakers a little more time to come up with a plan to raise the debt ceiling. I'm John Schaefer.
Flooding along the Mississippi River caused by snow melts is being reported in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the river has crested to 23 feet in Dubuque, Iowa, one of the highest levels it's ever seen. South Carolina Democrats are electing Crystal Spain to lead the state's Democratic Party, the first black woman to head the organization. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Donald Trump says he's retiring the crooked nickname he's used on Hillary Clinton, and now will be using it on President Joe Biden.
During a campaign event in New Hampshire on Friday, the former president rallied against Biden, claiming there's never been anyone in the history of American politics, quote, so crooked or dishonest. Trump's attacks on the president come days after Biden announced he's running for re-election. I'm Jim Forbes.
Sometimes even the classics have to change.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tiffany's.
Tiffany's flagship store in New York City has reopened after a 3-year multi-million dollar renovation. The store on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue held a star-studded grand opening Thursday night that included Katy Perry, Tiffany Haddish, and Hailey Bieber. The iconic jewelry store will now be called The Landmark. I'm Corey Myers.
Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret is looking at a strong opening weekend in theaters. The adaptation of Judy Blume's classic novel made over $2 million on Friday and landed a 98% rating from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. However, Super Mario Brothers movie is still the one to beat at the box office. The animated movie is looking to make another $37 million in its fourth weekend in theaters. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.